My dear, I suggest you settle down. You'll frighten my friend here. Yes, yes, I know you're not scared of anything. I am using simple human psychology. Humans are so self-centered that the only way to break through the obsession they have with themselves is if you manage to make them take another creature's well-being into account. Well, you see, a garnering consideration for myself would prove a slightly more trying feat. They care little for their own kind, let alone others. But humans do seem to share an odd fascination for small creatures. I don't know why this one should be any different. Perhaps it's defective. I agree, size isn't what counts, but... Yes, my dear, I heard you. But we are in the middle of a conversation. A conversation that you're interrupting. Rather curtly, I'll add. My dear, the only reason I bound you is because you tried using that oversized baton on me. And when that proved ineffective, you believed it wise to try and hit me with it instead. Honestly, I expected better from a lady. Not that there would have been any point anyway. We are already in the void beyond time. There is no place to go from here. Unless you wanted to try your chances with the monster in the sky. Hush now. We're not leaving her behind. It would be cruel to leave a defenseless creature in the middle of nowhere. My dear, I highly suggest that you do not provoke my friend here. He has far less patience than I do. I did warn you. Stop that. I am trying to educate her. There is no need to sink to her level. You are a Loki. Have some dignity. Yes, he is indeed a Loki. One of the more pleasant ones. As am I. You are fortunate you were found by us. Thus far, my other variants here are much less compassionate when it comes to humans. No matter how shapely their form. It seems even the simplest things go over your prune-obsessed brains. Shush. Leave this to me. That was alligator for good luck. You'll need it. No, my dear. I think that you will find the message was not intended for me. Because I know how to deal with your kind quite well. Yes, I am untying your hands. I'm going to teach you a lesson in gratitude, human, and you are going to need them. I was trying to be courteous, as is my nature, but if you insist on being uncivil, then I'm going to have to curb your unruly impulses. I have worked extremely hard to survive thus far, and I will not have my efforts thwarted by an impetuous girl. You think you're someone special? No, sweetheart. You are trite. You are cannon fodder for your little organization. You were forgotten the moment you were sent here. A blip in the radar. Left to fend for herself. Lost and alone, and you would surely have perished. But fate decided to intervene, and because I am feeling magnanimous, I am going to invite you to stay here in our little sanctuary. But you are going to have to acclimate to your new role. I am not your equal. Given that you are used to being a mindless little foot soldier, I will put it in terms that you can understand. I am your superior. In layman's terms, my dear, my house, my rules. Now, take off that dreadful excuse of a uniform. Well, you have the choice whether or not this experience is agreeable. I said, undress. Good girl. Let me look at you. You are quite lovely, you know. And those undergarments, so precious. They even have little bows on them. It's almost as if you were wrapped up just for me. Now, let's unstrap that bra. An acceptable offering. Such gorgeous tits. You feel so good pressed between my palms. So firm. And your nipples are so hard. Are you cold? Shall I warm them up for you? Such delightful little shudders. Here, let me tease down to your thighs. Such pretty panties. Step out of them as well. What a vision. And that backside is absolutely exquisite. Now, on your knees, human, kneel before your new god. That's better. Obedience suits you very nicely. Now, take out my cock. Warm it up between your hand until it firms. Don't be shy. I can see the excitement that lights your eyes. You are curious, aren't you? Well, allow us to get to know one another. Take my cock into that slutty little mouth. Eager for it, aren't you? That is good, because you are going to atone for those earlier remarks. You insulted a Loki, dearest. Lokis never let a slight against them go unpunished. Just be thankful it was me and not my friend who decided to correct you. He also thought you looked quite delicious. Although satisfying his appetites would clearly have made you meet an all too early demise. And that indeed would have been such a pity. A waste of a perfectly good body built for pleasure, to give and receive. Such a receptive girl. I'm going to pull your hair down so you do it properly. I know you can do better than this. Take it nice and deep. Deeper, I said. You were so sure of yourself a moment ago. But now, your whole world has been tilted on its axis, and you're questioning everything. If you behave like an ill-mannered child, you'll be treated like one. Starting off by being made to choke on your own insolence while I thrust into that hot, tight little throat. Such darling little whimpers as I push myself into the back of your throat. That desperation in your eyes is absolutely enchanting, my dear. The way your throat is bulging so invitingly to accommodate me. There are few sights I adore more than a woman between my legs, worshipping me, lavishing me with her attention, as she ravishes my form with her gaze. A little tighter now. Clench your throat around my cock. This is you proving your worth to me. Breathing is inconsequential in comparison. I'm going to jerk myself through your neck. Hold it there, hold it. If you don't stop squirming, I shall pinch your nose so you truly cannot breathe. That's it, that's it. Good girls earn rewards. Go on. Delve your hand into your folds and touch yourself, my sweet. Spread your legs so I can see that pretty little cunt. Filthy girl. Such a needful, eager quim. from that puddle forming underneath you. How long has it been since you touched yourself, girl? What was that? I couldn't hear you with my cock in your mouth, but it seems that from the look in your eyes, it's been far, far too long. Let us help relieve some of that need. Finger yourself while I thrust into your tight, hot, wet little throat. Oh, those moans around my cock feel divine. But I think you're holding back from me, and that simply won't do. Proper sluts have no shame. So, let's just pinch those budding nipples to make you open up more. Oh, that's much better. You really enjoyed that, didn't you? Take it all the way in. Ah, circle that eager little clit while you're at it. That's it. I want you to enjoy yourself. Faster. I want to hear you. Oh, a natural. Marvelous. Let's increase the pressure and just twist these a little. Yes. You nearly gagged on my cock there. Let's do that again. You are breathtaking like this. Face flushed, brow creased in concentration, perspiration pooling around you. Those delectable sounds muffled by my cock as it throbs around your throat. Now, I am going to thrust it even harder. Balls deep, so keep up. No coming until I tell you. Don't you dare come until I allow it. You won't like the consequences if you do. Faster. Come on. Come on, girl. Take it. Pull your head down further on my shaft. Use your tongue. Yes, use your tongue. So close. Open wide. Take my seed. Hot, thick. Come down your throat. Yourself. I said stop. Go on. Taste your fingers. Taste what a good little slut you are. You did so well, sweetheart. But we're not done yet. I am making sure you take this lesson to heart, so you know beyond a doubt where your place truly is. You are beneath me. Every act of kindness is a gift. We may become friends, maybe even more than that. If you please me, then I will use my considerable skill to ensure that you feel better than you have ever felt in your life. I will blind you with ecstasy, so that you're left trembling and weak as a kitten, begging for more. I can be very creative when it comes to doling out pleasure. But you pushed me. You showed me you do not understand just how precarious your situation is. And that I will not abide. For you to respect the hand that feeds you, you need to learn what it is to be put under its thumb. Given your organization's fascination with my kind, I am surprised you would be shocked at the sight. Then again, I assume the last time you faced an astral projection, he wasn't quite as devilishly handsome. Or exposed. No, he's not real. Simply a facsimile of myself. A puppet under my control. A toy for my amusement, just like you. But he is more than real enough for the purposes he will serve. You, my dear, will be receiving both of us. That look of innocence is staggering. No, my dear, at the same time. One inside that dripping cunt. The other inside that perfect ass. You really have no choice in the matter. I intend to get to know every orifice quite intimately during our association. But for now, I am giving you a choice as to where you want me this time. Which one of us is bigger? My, such dirty thoughts. Why don't you look for yourself? Same length, same height, same build. Same strong, chiseled physique. Same scorching hunger. Same rapacious desire for you. Do not try my patience. Choose, pet. I may not always be so generous. Either way, I will be pulling the strings. But who knows? Perhaps you will convince me to be a bit gentler with you. How polite and gracious. Very well. Come here, pet. By the wall. Let me run the tip of my cock against that mewling quim, while I use these juices to prepare that sweet, puckered little hole. You are drenched, dirty girl. You really need this, don't you? You squirm so prettily against my hand as I stretch you to prepare that unused hole. And just look at your cunt. So eager for me, it already wants me to push inside. Shh. Easy now. All in good time. Right now, I am just dipping my toes into the waters, gushing my hand with that fountain between your legs. Revel in the feel of our hands roaming over your pliable flesh. A body worthy of adoration. My lips trailing over your supple neck while I bite your shoulder. Such wanton moments. Grip him tightly while I push my pulsing cock into that gorgeous ass. While I press my rock-hard cock inside that hot cunt. Breathe, slut. While I begin to thrust. And I, while I run my hands across your curves and grip your hips firmly. While I squeeze these perfect breasts between my palms. And dig my fingers into your thighs, pulling you tightly to me. tight enough to bruise. I am going to mark you, as will I, with each thrust, each pinch and bite. You think this is for your pleasure? It's not. It is for mine and mine. Your pleas fall on deaf ears. The only god around to listen to your supplications is me, your master. And I will go as slow or as fast as I fucking want, making each and every sensation linger. Ah! While my voice drips into your ear like melted chocolate, while I whisper all the filthy things I'm going to do to you, as I stretch you further with my throbbing cock, pulsing with need all the way inside until you feel like you're going to split in half between us. Do you know what would have happened to you out there? On the chance you survived and were found by my other variants, you would have been taken and used like a dirty, degenerate little whore. Animals. Filthy animals, the lot of them. A pack of starving, ill-bred wolves shoving their cocks into you. And it wouldn't have been two cocks. It would have been 50. Every one of them taking their precious time to fill each of your holes to the brim with white, hot, sticky cum until it was pouring out of you, before discarding you to the elements like trash, used goods. From the way you're clenching, I am guessing the thought excites you. Is that true, my little cock slut? Is this not enough for you? Are we being too gentle? Do you need more? Well, allow me to oblige as I ram into you. Some people believe that power comes from other people's perceptions of you, from recognition or applause, but that is not true power. True power doesn't need to be seen. True power lives in the cracks. It strikes at you when you least expect it. It lurks in the shadows of your darkest fears and in your weakest moments. When you are naked and vulnerable, it is a breath on the back of your neck, the breeze in your hair, that shiver that washes through you, leaving you bereft of breath and of all rational thought, the one that leaves you speechless, that suffocates you, lighting you into a conflagration that leaves you empty inside, gasping for air as I wrap my hand around your throat, leaving you to look up at me like a lost little girl down a rabbit hole, searching for guidance, for salvation. That is true power, the one I exert over you. The one that robs you of your very breath. The one of me filling you with my white, hot, raging need. But right now, I am building you up, circling your clit between my hand as I thrust in and out. Ugh. Oh, I want you so needy, so ravenous, so turned on that you can't fucking think straight. A heat so intense, it thrums through every fiber of your being, burning you from the inside out. So hot that you cannot envisage existing without coming. That you lose yourself, so your desire runs just as strongly as mine, slut. And your only waking thought is of me. We are going to mold you into the perfect little whore for our use. You crave this. This is your natural state. Tell us how much you love this. Tell us how much you need this. To be ours. To be fucked. And we will take you over the precipice of what you want most. I can feel you shaking. Those lustful groans. You're close, aren't you? Such a dirty little moan. Writhe for us. Work the cum from our cocks. Submit to me while I squeeze your throat. Struggle for me as you ripple around my cock. Buck your hips like the whore you are. Beg for me. Louder, slut. I want to hear you scream. Give it to me. Give me everything. Let me see the stars in your eyes. And come. And be grateful for it. So close. And be grateful for it. Around you like a cloak. You're safe with me. I promise. There. Have some wine. You must be parched. Oh, you're back, are you? Yes, yes, there's a box for you in the back. He's absolutely insufferable before he's had his drink. Total sot. You need not look so shocked at my arousal. I am the god of mischief, my dear. I think you'll find that I am quite insatiable. And that was just an amuse-bouche. For now, I wanted to hear your story. And you might want to take full advantage of the rest, because you are going to need your strength.